Now back to KNBR's Giants pregame. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie on The Sports Leader.
All right, welcome back to the pregame show. Bill Lasky in for Marty Lurie today. And the Giants, first pitch, 1-10. The Giants, 16-19, going against the Arizona Diamondbacks, 14-20. And our next guest is the Diamondbacks beat writer for the Arizona Republic. Let's welcome in Nick Percaro. How are you, Nick?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Boy, Nick, a busy day. Ken Rosenthal talking a lot about the Diamondbacks and potential trades of Robbie Ray, now Archie Bradley's name being thrown in there, as well as Starling Marte. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, the Diamondbacks, I'm not sure if you guys have noticed, they kind of stink right now. they have issues, it seems like, kind of all over the roster. I feel like the offense is the biggest thing. I feel like if they get that sorted out, they'd still have problems with the bullpen. They'd still have a couple guys in the rotation you don't know about. It's a bit of a stunning year in that you kind of look up and there's problems all over the roster, and you kind of don't even know where to start. So,
yeah, and you know what, Nick, you know, looking at these three guys, I mean, Starling Marte's hitting .322. He's really, and you guys just picked him up this past year. And, you know, $1.75 million for the rest of the season with a 12.5 club option is pretty good. I mean, he's a very good player. Of course, we know him from the Pirates. And then Archie Bradley kind of gets me surprised here. He's got $620,000 rest of this season. And then 21 goes to a $4.1 million. But I'm looking at Archie Bradley. Archie Bradley could fit into so many bullpens right now, as well as Marte in the outfield. Do you think this is just a rumor, or do you think they're really taking some questions and inquiries?
Oh, no, I don't think it's just a rumor. I think they would listen on all these guys. I mean, I think that there are so many issues on this roster. I think they need to start looking big picture and start looking at ways that they can start retooling and making sure that they're competitive down the road. Starling Marte has this year and next before he's a free agent. He's getting a little older. I doubt he's the kind of guy you're going to want to extend if you're the Diamondbacks anyway. I think beyond that, they've got a guy who's actually making his first start behind the plate today, Dalton Varsho. Mm-hmm. Who, believe it or not, is an interesting candidate to play some center field. I think that they have some options in some of these scenarios. So, you know, I think it makes sense, given where they are in the standings, to kind of explore everything.
You know, one of the things, Nick, is Taylor Clark getting this first start of the year this year. Of course, injuries with Madison Bumgarner and a couple other ones in your starting rotation. Tell us a little bit about Taylor Clark. And are we looking for, you know, maybe three or four innings pitch count probably? Because I'm looking at all the different innings and he's only thrown four innings one time. Are you seeing more of a bullpen game today?
It's actually his second start, because he made that start just last week when Merrill Kelly got scratched. So he threw 70 pitches, like you said, that four inning outing. I think that there's a chance that he winds up, you know, being able to get closer to 85, 90 pitches or so. I don't really know what to expect in terms of results. He was pretty inconsistent last year, gave up a lot of home runs, has been throwing a lot better this season, but in, you know, a fairly limited number of innings and oftentimes in games that are kind of already out of hand. He did throw well, though, in that start. Those four innings it was a pretty good outing. So I think they're encouraged. I think they're curious to see what exactly he can give them.
Yeah, the home run ball did bite him last year. 23 home runs in 84 and two-thirds innings. This year he's only given up 3 home runs. More of a fastball, slider, changeup. The changeup is really a good pitch for him. It seems like a lot of the starting pitchers the Diamondbacks thrown out there have really good off-speed stuff. Is this something that we can look for today with Taylor Clark?
Yeah, I mean, that's at least my experience with him, and I know I just said that, but my experience with him is just that when he makes mistakes, those mistakes get absolutely crushed. So he needs to make sure that when he misses, he's not missing over the heart of the plate, and that he's able to, you know, keep the ball in the ballpark. And he has pretty good stuff. I mean, he throws in the mid-90s. I've always thought the slider was his best secondary offering. But yeah, like you said, I mean, they have a lot of guys on that rotation and the pitching staff that throw pretty good off speed. It allows them to game plan really well. We'll see if he can follow it.
We're speaking to Nick Porcaro. He writes for the Diamondbacks for Arizona Republic. There was a couple of things that happened in yesterday's game, and I just kind of want to ask you. Torrey Lovello went righty-righty a lot, not too many options with the left-handers in the bullpen. Is this something that the D-backs are short of in the bullpen, left-handers?
Yeah, it sure is. They have Andrew Chafin on the roster, and they've had him for a really long time, but he's currently on the injured list. So they also had Alex Young in the bullpen, but when Madison Bumgarner went on the DL, Alex Young got moved into the starting rotation. So, yeah, I mean, they're in a bit of a bind down there. They had a lefty on the roster for a little bit, a guy named Matt Grace. He made a few appearances, got yep. bombed in two of them, and got sent out. So they're limited on those matchups and what they can do. So, I think that he's just having to wear it sometimes and try to get creative and hope that his right-handers can get lefties out.
Yeah, I tell you what, Yoan Lopez, I just really love watching him pitch. He was really fantastic yesterday. Long, lean, throws really hard, real good wipeout curveball. I was surprised that he only went an inning and two-thirds, and they went right to Guerrero and then Rondon, too. So some of these guys are just blowing gas out of the bullpen, and I'm really impressed with Lopez. Tell me a little bit about Yoan.
Oh gosh, how much time do you have? We could talk forever about Yoan. He's a very interesting character in Diamondbacks history. He got a huge bonus coming out of Cuba. He had a couple of, I guess you'd call them meltdowns or something in the minor leagues, where twice he left his minor league team and didn't tell the club he was leaving. Once was thinking about quitting baseball, it seemed. I think it's hard, for a lot of these guys leaving their home countries and coming over and just, I think he came over expecting to be in the big leagues right away. It didn't work out. He was a starting pitcher. He was struggling. They moved into the bullpen, and he's been pretty good, really, since going into the bullpen. He was a little inconsistent last year, but like you said, I mean, the stuff is real good. It's a big fastball. It's a big slider when it's working. It's a swing and miss pitch. So, I mean, he has the weapons to be a legit back end option for a long time.
Going to the offensive side, Christian Walker had a not a good season last year. This year, I think he's really hitting the ball well. Of course, last night hit his fourth home run. Christian Walker, a guy that looking for a long-term contract with the D-backs?
I don't know about that. I think it's probably still a little early in his career for the Diamondbacks to be thinking that way with him, but I've been very impressed with everything that I've seen out of him. I mean, last year he stepped in for Paul Goldschmidt, kind of took over that first base job after they traded him. And if you compare their numbers, it's kind of eerie. The numbers that they both put up in 2019, they're very similar. He had a really nice season. He seems to continue to be getting better on both sides of the ball, but particularly defensively. I think he's just been such a confident and solid defender out there at first base. He was a Gold Glove finalist actually last year. I wouldn't be surprised if he is again this year. And offensively, he's really been their most consistent player, I think, in terms of just taking quality at bats day in and day out. Hitting balls really hard. He missed a home run, I think, in San Francisco in that series last weekend, just barely hitting it off the top of the wall. And then last night he hit that ball that hit the top of the wall and just got out. So he's not a big, a big hulking monster of a first baseman. He's not that type of a player. But he's going to hit balls hard. He's going to take really good at bats. He's just a very solid player in kind of all aspects of the game.
Well, we got the third game of a series coming up here at 110 today, and I want to thank you, Nick, for joining me this afternoon, and a lot of things going on in the Diamondback organization, so I'm going to let you go a little early today, but thank you again for your time, and we'll see what the Diamondbacks do before tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific Coast time. Have a good day.
Okay, hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
All right, Nick, that was Nick Porcaro from the Arizona Republic. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and come right back to the pregame show, talking baseball with Bill Lasky, filling in with Marty Lurie on KNBR, the sports leader.